Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karima ma ba'd. Continuing with some laws with regards to dressing. It is not permissible for mature males specifically, and of course those who are close to maturity, to wear shorts or other garments that expose their knees. It is prohibited for males to lower their upper garments or trousers, etc., below the ankles. It is not permissible for women to wear saris or any other garment that identifies with the non-Islamic culture. It is not permissible for Muslim women to wear many of the Western garments and parade in front of strange men, as these are designed to reveal the figure and the supposed to be concealed aspects of the body. It is not permissible for men to wear certain printed cloths and other colors that are generally worn by females. It is not permissible for women to dress in transparent clothing. The hadith has issued severe warnings about this practice. Women are forbidden from wearing clothing that reveal the figure of their bodies. Women are not permitted to wear short-sleeve clothing if people's gaze may fall on them. It is not permissible for women to wear low-necked revealing garments, as this is also considered to be lewd. This generally leads to other parts of the body being exposed later. It is not permissible for women to wear shirt and trousers. It is not permissible to wear decorated cloaks, etc., as this defeats the object of hijab due to its attractiveness. It is more rewarding to don one's best garments on occasions such as Eid and Jum'ah and other lawful occasions. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.